mobile monitoring.
Jim, it's Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Alpha.
Good afternoon.
How about yourself? This is Steve in Honeypack, go ahead.
Good, Bill in Hartwell. Just enjoying the weather. Fixing to get a milkshake here in a few minutes. Cool off and relax.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it's a nice day for it. Just sitting around doing nothing. Nice breeze blowing, it's a sunny day, go ahead.
That it is. I was looking at the weather before I left, and it was right at 80 degrees here in Harwell. So it's a back to May weather for sure.
No doubt. Yeah, it's a beautiful weather, no doubt. So I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the summer getting here where we can maybe spend some time on the lake, maybe get in and take a dip there, go ahead.
Along with temperatures like this, if it stays steady to get that lake water up warm where it'll be fun to get in, and hopefully it won't get too warm where it'll be too hot where it won't be refreshing. There you go.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's been kind of a lazy day for me. I went to church this morning, come back home, and kind of laid down and took a nap there after lunch there, go ahead.
That's not a bad idea on Sunday afternoon. I made a trip down from Hartwell down to the lower end of Edward County near the Lincoln County line to see one of my brothers today. I hadn't seen him in several months, so went to check on him. He's having some back problems, but he's doing okay, so it was a good visit.
Glad
to hear he's doing better. Yeah, I got a question for you. So you're from Hartwell area there. Whatever happened to that old restaurant that was over there just off the lake? It's called the Swamp Guinea. Go ahead.
The Burgess
family, who owned it, sold it, and it became a bar and grill for about a year, maybe two, and then it closed down, and it's been closed ever since, but it's been closed for about 4 years total, I guess, from when it was a Swamp Guinea, maybe five. Time gets away from me.
I know how time gets away. Yeah, I remember when I was just a young fella, my dad and I, or all those, we were kind of back in the CBs real heavy back then, and our club over here in Honeypot, we used to get together and go over on Saturday night and eat supper, and then we'd stop back by the Shoney's over here in Anderson when it was over here and get us a big old strawberry pie afterwards. Boy, you're talking about some good fellowship, man, I tell you. We had a real good time back then. I can remember going over and getting a bite to eat from time to time. Go ahead.
Mr. Swamp Guinea, it was a good place to eat. That family style food, you get everything from catfish to country ham. You know, there's a place over in Royston, not too much further away, called Booty's Fish House. That's just about like Swamp Guinea, and it's been running for years, long as I can remember. And but it's got real good food too.
I've been looking for a place to get some good old home style meal like that. And I know we used to go there and we'd order up the family style thing, and we'd end up eating shrimp and Brunswick stew and fried chicken. And I tell you, that was a good meal, right? No doubt about it. So and I kind of miss those days there, Greg.
Hope they're on the way back now that they're doing away with the mask mandates and social distancing here in Georgia. It ought to start opening back up soon. Sounds like Florida's going to do the same, and maybe South Carolina will be right in there with us.
Yeah, well, South Carolina, I think it was this past Friday, they opened up the mandate. They said that no more masks is mandated in the state of South Carolina. They're going to leave it kind of up to the businesses to whether or not they want to mandate their mask, you know, into their business. Like if you go into a restaurant, if they want you to wear a mask, then naturally you still have to wear the mask there because that's the business doing it, not the state, go ahead.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to see the government getting out of out of some of the business and leaving it up to the individual or to the owners to figure out what they need to do to keep everybody safe and healthy. Over.
It up to each individual too, you know, is, you know, they're trying to, well, I heard on the news this morning where they were trying to, you know, get everybody vaccinated, and they said if you're vaccinated, then you don't have to wear a mask, but then they got those that don't want to get vaccinated, and that should be their priority, a priority of whether or not they want to get vaccinated or not, but they were talking about the businesses opening up and if, you know, those people that work in these restaurants and places like that, if they want to make it mandatory for their employees to get vaccinated, then that way that would help cut down on some of their go ahead.
That sounds about right, and I agree. It ought to be up to the individual whether they want to get the vaccine or not. I don't believe in many mandatory things, and that's not one of them. So if you want to get it, go get it. I did. I wanted it. I got it. And I feel about as safe as I can be and try to still wash my hands every chance I get. Just use some common sense and keep on going. Well, I'm fixing to place my order, so I need to get off the radio where I won't tell everybody in Arby's what I'm doing. So it's good to talk to you. 73 is my friend. This is M4WHM. I'm clear on your final.
Well, listen, you have a good afternoon, a blessed day, and this will be Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Alpha. We'll be clear.
For Echo Echo Alpha, this is KG4OHU requesting a signal test.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Alpha. Signal test is good. Go ahead.
Around putting a small mobile on top of my trailer that I pull around, so I just wanted to test it to see how I was getting in the repeater.
Got on the signal, and I got a good clear modulation on you. Go ahead.
Come back, sir. Hope you're having a good day.
Same. Speak QA Oscar 4, Echo Echo Alpha. We'll be out.
So for Echo Echo Alpha, this is KG4OHU73, sir. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Ray Check says, listening. On 290 here in a minute.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm kind of skeptic about I-85, especially this time of day, Greg.
Oh, yeah, no, I-85 is terrible. It's terrible. Alrighty, well, I'm going to listen out. I thought there was somebody else in there. I don't think he's holding the machine now.
I kept hearing somebody key the mic while ago. I didn't know who it was, or they weren't able to say anything, Greg.
I can't hold the machine or something. I don't know. Yeah. I talk to people I can hear.
And that's usually me. Most of the time I just listen, even though they're speaking there, go ahead.
They ain't beg a lot. All right, my friend. I'm getting on 290 here. I'm going to be boogieing along here. You have a good afternoon. Have a safe rest of the weekend.
Hey, Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Alpha. We are listening.
All right, KB2HXS.